One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The Lordship. When you say Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, what does that mean? See, when you, as a sinner, coming to Christ and receiving salvation, and declaring the Lordship of Jesus, you've only known him as Lord, Savior. He's like the Jehovah of the Old Testament. He's their Lord and Savior. But there's more about him to learn. Now that you're beginning your walk with him, he's more than a savior. Now that you're beginning your walk with him, can you know him every day as Lord in your circumstances? Can you know him every day as Lord in your family? Can you know him every day as Lord in your business? Can you know him every day as Lord in your finances? Is he Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you say Jesus is Lord of my life, it's a revelation. It's a revelation. You're not talking of someone who just saved you from your sin and who's put your name in the book of life. There's something better than that. Are you hearing me? Life is more than he saved me. It's a relationship. It's a fellowship. The big thing about our salvation is not that we are going to heaven. The big thing about it is our oneness with Jesus. Our oneness with Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in walking in the Lordship of Christ, there are certain things that we must take into consideration. We look at the word, you see. The Lordship of Christ gains dominion in your life from one stage to the other. And then, of course, these three levers will help you locate yourself in your journey of his Lordship. Amen? The Lordship of Jesus. See, you come from outside into the house. You were outside, a sinner, dead and gone, condemned. But by salvation in the Lordship of Christ, you have come into the house. Now you belong in the house. You're now going to learn about his Lordship in the house. Who is this Lord that you have just met? The first thing that he begins to train you with is called the Lordship of the Word. Come on, do you get that? The Lordship of the Word of God. The Lordship of the Word. In Acts chapter number 20, in verse 32, what are you turning there? Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Paul says to these Ephesian brethren, he says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace." And I want you to mark that when he says the word of his grace, because we're going to come back to that. Mark it. He says, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." You see, you need to be built up now that you have become a Christian. Now that Jesus Christ has become Lord of your life, the building process begins. How? Through the word. That's why you must come to church. When you receive salvation and become a Christian, you must come into church. You must immediately become a vital member of the church. Attending the church services regularly. He says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." It's the word of his grace that builds you up. I'm going to show you something. Why you will not be built up in just any church. You can't be in just any church and be built up. Just because the man is preaching from the Bible doesn't mean that you're going to be built up by what he's preaching. That's why I said mark it. He says, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace." It's very definite. The word of his grace is able to build you up. Now remember, every word from God is full of power, the Bible says. But now it's not saying, "I commend you to God and to every word of God." He says, "And the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you," oh boy, do I love this, "to give you an inheritance." Why would Paul say this to those who already have an inheritance in Christ Jesus? Why should he say that to them? Don't they already have the inheritance in Christ Jesus? Aren't they born again already? He already called them brethren. Why should he say the word is able to give you an inheritance? Because he's not talking about the ownership. He's talking about delivering the inheritance into your hands. You can be the rightful owner of an inheritance and still not be able to enjoy it. You can be the rightful owner of a property and never be able to get into it because there are some problematic individuals all around it. Certain people who don't want you to get the land. Some others struggling with you. Cousins, aunties, chiefs, government authorities, etc. They may not let you enjoy the land that belongs to you. But now he says, "I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to deliver an inheritance into your hands." To give it to you. Give. Deliver it to you. It's legally yours, but you're not going to enjoy it until the word of God literally delivers it to you. Hallelujah. See, that's why I don't want to just know that so-and-so and that belongs to me. I want to have a feel of it. I want to enjoy it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at it again. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God into the word of his grace, which is able to build you up." It is able. Able. Say the word able.
Able.
Say it again. Able.
Able.
The word is able to build me up.
The word is able to build me up.
See, it can build you up mentally. You understand? You become intelligent. You become full of wisdom. The Word of God can build you up mentally. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. It can build you up in your health. Can build you up financially. You become financially buoyant. You understand what I'm talking about? The Word of God can build you up psychologically. The Word of God can build you up. Are you hearing me? In your family life, the Word of God can build you up. Everything about your life. Everything. It says, which is able to build you up. To build you up. You want your life to be built up? Get to the Word. Get to the Word. Get to the Word. Give yourself completely to the Word. Oh, boy. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. So the Word of God is building me up. One more time. The Word of God is building.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Lekki. Love Out Arena, Lekki Road, beside Enyo Fuel Station, Chisco Bus Stop, Lekki Epe Expressway, and Christ Embassy VI, 18 TY Danjuma, Didiolu Estate off Legale Oyorinde, Victoria Island, Lagos. Worship with us on Sundays, first service 7:15 a.m. or second service 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. God bless you.